For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The Chinese President Xi Jinping and his US counterpart Barack Obama on Monday proposed to work together to ensure the effective implementation of the just-reached climate accord in Paris. In a telephone conversation, President Xi noted that the Paris deal charted a clear course for global cooperation on fighting climate change from 2020. Xi Jinping also expressed China's willingness to expand pragmatic bilateral cooperation with the US in tackling climate change. Meanwhile, President Obama said the US side stood ready to work with China and other relevant parties to carry out the landmark deal. This is the second phone conversation between the two state leaders over climate change cooperation in the space of 1 week. Premier Li Keqiang has held a welcome ceremony for Kazakh Prime Minister Karim Mazimov at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing on Monday. During their bilateral meetings, both leaders expressed their willingness to stand together regardless of the situation. Having kept close ties with China, Mazimov studied in both Beijing Language and Culture University, as well as Central China's Wuhan University in the early 1990s. It comes as the 14th Prime Minister's meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states is kicking off in Zhengzhou City. The SCO member states include China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. 21 people have been hurt as a result of a liquefied gas bottle explosion in Yunnan province on Monday morning. One person was seriously injured and the rest suffered minor wounds. The explosion happened at 9:30 a.m. at a restaurant in the provincial capital Kunming as a delivery van carrying liquefied gas containers was parking at the door. The fire was put out soon after the arrival of the fire brigade. The central parity rate of the renminbi on Monday weakened for the sixth consecutive day to its lowest level against the US dollar since July 2011. The yuan weakened by 137 basis points to 6.4495. The correction came after the Chinese currency had appreciated nearly 3% against the US dollar as of November, compared with the end of last year. In China's spot foreign exchange market, the yuan is allowed to rise or fall by 2% from the central parity rate each trading day. The State Council, China's cabinet, unveiled new regulations on maps on Monday, targeting online map services and rules on compiling maps. The regulations require online map services to ask users' permission before collecting and using information. It also stipulates that entities compiling maps shall possess mapping qualifications and governments shall provide free use of non-profit maps to the public and update the maps regularly. Signed off by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, the new rule will take effect from next year. The Swedish and Ecuadorian governments agreed to a pact to allow Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, to be questioned about sexual assault and rape allegations involving two women in 2010. Assange has been taking refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London since June 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden. He says he fears Sweden would then extradite him to the United States, where he could be put on trial over WikiLeaks' publication of classified military and diplomatic documents 5 years ago, which was one of the largest information leaks in US history. Swedish prosecutors offered in March to question Assange in London, dropping their previous demand that he come to Sweden to answer the 2010 allegations. Over 160,000 families and 725,000 individuals have been evacuated in eastern and central parts of the Philippines due to Typhoon Melo. Typhoon Melo landed in Batag Island, northern Samar, at 11 a.m. on Monday. Schools were also suspended in 8 provinces of the Southeast Asian nation, and at least 40 domestic flights were cancelled. South Korea's unification ministry has said it's anticipating a positive response from North Korea to any offer of future talks, although it said there were none planned for the near future. The spokesman indicated new talks could come next year, although nothing was planned in the short term. The two Koreas held talks in North Korea's border city of Kaesong on Friday and Saturday, which ended without agreement. South Korea has called on North Korea to discuss the issue of reunions involving Korean families separated by the Korean War in the 1950s. But North Korea is insisting on the resumption of joint tours to North Korea's Mount Kumgan region, which was a rare legitimate source of hard currency for the impoverished North. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.